Now let's lead off with Unit 5 facing pushback from its high school teachers over the rollout of a new grading system that educators say is confusing parents and students and not delivering on its promise to individualize learning. WGLT has learned that teachers from at least three departments at Normal Community have penned letters to the administration, raising concerns about standards-based grading, also called SBG. They say SBG is drowning parents and students with assessment data they don't understand, and that departments at Normal Community and Normal West don't have enough flexibility to adjust SBG to meet the unique needs of their disciplines. Here's Carl Gakey, a Spanish teacher at Normal West.
So my hope would be that we can get some real dialogue around whether or not this is improving student learning and whether or not this is something that we need to continue doing.
SBG is just one part of standards-based learning, the heart of the Common Core State Standards Initiative that districts across the U.S. are implementing. SBG replaces the traditional letter grades like A, B, C, D, or F with a score of 1 through 4, 4 being the highest. Students are essentially scored against themselves and their own progress on a given skill or concept. But there are a lot of skills and concepts, and that's where it gets complicated. Standards-based learning is not new for Unit 5. It's already rolled out in elementary and middle schools, but it's only now being fully deployed in the high schools, and high schools are tricky. One reason is that not all colleges accept SBG during the admissions process, so teachers are being asked to convert those scores into letter grades at the end of the class. Stephen Robinson teaches sociology and U.S. history at Normal Community.
Defeats the whole purpose of the whole thing because we have to translate it all into a letter grade anyway.
Unit 5 is far from the only school implementing SBG. Superintendent Mark Daniels says he understands some of the concerns and recognizes the scope of change involved, but he says it's necessary. Daniels says the district is willing to make adjustments. They're looking for a better reporting system, for example, so it's easier to input and view grades. The new student information system, Infinite Campus, launched only this school year.
It is hard to find the, quote, the perfect system.
Daniel says Unit 5 administration will be meeting with department task forces to learn more.
We'll sit down with these groups and we'll have to go through the processes and see where the kinks are. Let's work out the kinks. And I think we will. We'll figure out some solutions. And if not, you know, sometimes, you know, I hate to use the old paper and pencil type thing, but I really don't want to go back to that level. But again, we do have to make some adjustments.
If you're a parent with students in Unit 5 and want to share your perspective on standards-based grading, good, the bad, whatever, contact us at news@wglt.org.